There is in our world a contradiction between virtual reality and reality. There is the vision of the world presented in America's education system and the media, that there is an American dream, that there's something here for everybody, and that one way or another, it's going to create something for everybody. This isn't real. The real situation here and abroad is that there is basically a global game of death. There's the haves and the have-nots. Since 1945, we have had the greatest wave of mass murder of other forms of life since the Permian extinction. And these trends are accelerating. They're not declining as we move forward. All this isn't going to have a happy ending. But we need to confront the larger picture, which is the concept of the haves and the have-nots, which is evolving into the concept of the living and the dead. The living and the dead. As the situation deteriorates, there's going to be a big sorting out. And it's, for a good part of the world's citizens, the great game of life in the plutocracy and the American dream. On their HDTV screens, it's going to be flashing game over. It just didn't quite work, and they're going to be part of the body count. Now, inspiring people to combat this, inspiring people to be nature's revolutionaries, you have to look back in the history of world religion. And it's a basic concept of life, death, and judgment, which can be seen on the walls of the Egyptian tombs, which can be seen in the wisdom of the Hindu scriptures, which can be seen in one form or another in the various religions of the world. Now, we are certainly not suggesting that all religions are the same or all religions are valid, and we're just not going to get into that. The point is that there is a concept of life, death, and judgment. There is a concept of life going on. And this is a key concept today, because when you look at things for a good part of the world's people, in terms of what's being offered, they're not going to get very much. And these people are becoming increasingly aware, as happened in the U.S. elections in 2016, that what's being proposed is not for them. There was a great cartoon of Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and the Bushes clinking champagne glasses at a party. And it said, "It's a great club, but you're not a member." And that sums up the global plutocracy. These people are going to fail, the plutocracy and the liberal establishment. Now, the concept has been made, how do you give people hope? Because in hope is the hope of victory. The idea that somebody's, if they play their cards right, is going to get the big house, the great girlfriend or boyfriend, et cetera, that's probably not going to work here, particularly in light of the tidal wave of disaster that's coming. So we need to think in terms of standing forward as an agent of fate, as an agent of nature, and looking out millions of years. In the ancient German mythology, there is the concept that Valhalla awaits. You see, you die in battle, you die in honor, and then Valhalla, paradise, awaits. And we need to think in terms of that you step forward as the hand of fate, glory awaits you. You step forward as the hand of fate, you are empowered. If you think in terms of saving me, saving your life, you fail. You fail. You are not an end in yourself. You are an agent of something bigger than yourself. And the issue of self-sacrifice, the issue of martyrdom, is often necessary to achieve results. So we go forward again with the concept of paradise awaits, Valhalla awaits, that if you step forward in fate, the future is spectacular for you. So these are points that need to be kept in mind as we analyze where to go and make decisions and how to inspire people.